I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim Ozarski, Cincinnati Inquirer, joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Jim. How's everything?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Thanks for coming on. We really do appreciate it. You think the defensive staff, well, you think Marv and the defensive staff with the Cincinnati Bengals, particularly the defensive staff, are ready for a heavy dose of Le'Veon Bell. Is that kind of the talk in the locker room that he's going to get carry after carry after carry?
No, because they're definitely not going to forget about the quarterback and Antonio Brown. You know, I mean, I think here, especially, you know, since so many of these defenders have been a part of this game for so long, you know, yes, I think there's just a lot of respect across the board, and they're not ready to just say, you know, just because Le'Veon Bell seemed to have gotten gotten going last week against a previously unbeaten Chiefs team, that precludes Ben Roethlisberger from looking like the Ben Roethlisberger of old, or Antonio Brown from going off, which he hasn't really done the last four games against the Bengals. So while, yes, they expect Le'Veon Bell to be given the ball, I don't think anyone here was expecting, you know, that the quarterback and receiving core would be sort of minimized. I think they're trying to be ready for it all. I mean, I know it's cliche, but no one here was definitely thinking it's turned sort of one-dimensional, if you will.
Jim, I saw a tweet from you yesterday where you said, you used the term after kind of a weird start to the week, that the Bengals had a good practice yesterday, or at least after practice, seemed like a loose group and ready to go. What did you mean by kind of a weird start to the week?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. So this team is pretty media friendly. You know, guys don't really have an adversarial relationship here. They talk on a regular basis, on the record, off the record. They're just around. Well, Monday there was no one around, which was strange after a bye week and two straight wins. Wednesday, you know, again, guys not really around, or if they're around, they didn't want to talk. You know, or they measured themselves very carefully. You know, yesterday was more normal. It was definitely a full locker room, loose, a lot of laughing and kind of having fun with one another, which is what we've seen all year, which is what we've seen in the past. So when I say it was weird, yeah, it was just, look, I don't think anyone here thought there'd be trash talk or anything like that. It was just no one was talking. No one would even want to answer, like, regular football questions. You know, so I think they were trying to find a balance. So Marvin Lewis really on Wednesday, maybe this is part of it. Marvin meets with us Wednesday after the open locker rooms Monday and Wednesday. So he tried to walk this line of it's an important game to get to 3-3 to win a division game, but he didn't want to kind of push it to where we've seen these games the last, basically since the 15 playoff game. You know, where there's probably too much talk off the field or social media or whatever. So they tried to find that balance, I think. We'll see, I guess, if it works on Sunday.
Joined by Jim Ozarski, Cincinnati Inquirer, here on the Fan Morning Show. Since the Ken Zampezi firing, has it been an epiphany? Has it been a difference? How would you characterize what's gone on, do you think, with that offense?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both right there. Look, after Zampezi was fired, we had guys on the record come up and say, we don't know who we are as an offense. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're good at. We're trying to do too much, basically. So that's why you kind of heard the generic simplify things. It's a thing that's kind of tossed around quite a bit. But I think for here, I think they just felt like we – as a team, guys would say, we never established who we were, yet we're continuing to add to that. So I think what simplify things meant when the guy said that here was this sort of quick game passing offense that Bill Lazor has put in, using the running backs more, getting the ball out of Andy Dalton's hands quicker. I think his first two games, it was about 2.75 seconds. Under Bill Lazor, it's been about 2.5, which doesn't sound like a lot. But, hey, look, I mean, as Steelers fans know, Ryan Shazier can make a lot of things happen in 0.2 seconds. So, I mean, and in these last three games, Andy Dalton's been one of the best quarterbacks statistically in the NFL. So I think you have seen an epiphany of sorts of this is what we're good at. And that difference has been getting the ball in the hands of those playmakers and letting Andy Dalton move and read quickly like he had been in 15 and parts of 16.
Well, Jim, Mike Tomlin was complimentary of Joe Mixon. Cam Hayward was the other day as well. And I'm just looking at the stats. And if you look at the stats, it doesn't look like much of anything, quite honestly. What does he look like in person? And has he made the kind of a difference that some of the Steelers have said he's made?
Yeah, I think what shows on film is the guy is everything you maybe thought he was coming out of Oklahoma in terms of a 6'2", 230-pound physical runner with a breakaway ability. And you do see that. You see that flash. I think players know that too when they sort of see that first step or that sort of decisiveness or ability to run over someone. Now, you mentioned the stats, and they are what they are. I mean, this running game has not been very good. The offensive line wasn't good for 2 weeks. They're a little better in pass protection. I mean, that's why Andy Dalton gets the ball out faster now. But the running game, they just haven't figured that out at all. Joe Mixon, there's a stat out there from Pro Football Focus. Forgive me for not knowing off the top of my head, but I think he only gets maybe a yard before he's contacted. And if you're a running back, that usually means you're about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage when that happens. So their running game has not been good at all, other than when they use the screen game and they get Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard out in space. That has been effective.
Jim Ozars. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
No. Yeah. So that's sort of, I think, what those guys are seeing, what they mean by that.
Real quick, got about a minute left. Jim Ozarski, Cincinnati Inquirer. Do you love in Cincinnati Tony Romo as a Keller analyst as much as we do here in Pittsburgh?
I personally do. I mean, because we're fortunate. We get to watch the game from up top. We see safety movement. We see linebacker movement. He forces a broadcast to actually get away from the quarterback, which is interesting. I don't know. Yes, I do. I think he's honest, and he lets people see the game for what it is. It's not just follow the ball.
Good stuff, Jimmy. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All righty.
Take care.
Good stuff. Tony Romo on the call again, Jim. Yes, I'm excited about it. He really grew on me last week.
Yeah, I was impressed. It was funny. I was listening to when Roethlisberger was on with those guys, and Andrew finally asked Ben what he thought of, you know, watching Tony Romo's work or talking to him in production meetings. And Ben said he's been impressed with him even the couple games that he's seen.
Great stuff.
And yeah, it's different, and I like it.
Me? There you go. Wow. You never say that about anything in life. You are so married to routine. You're the person most married to routine that I know. It's different, but I like it. You have never said that about anything, Jim. Anything. Wow. That's an epiphany.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.